Yo, dude, are you crazy? What do you mean? You're walking right down this freeway. Where the hell are you trying to get to? This place is an hour away by truck, and God knows how long it takes to get by foot. I'm passing up there anyway. Just hop in. It's not safe to walk down here. It's actually insane. Don't worry, I'm not asking for payment or anything. I'm just trying to be nice. Nice people exist, you know. Now this will be the last offer I'm going to make. Are you going to hop in and I'll take you straight there? Or are you going to keep walking on one of the busiest freeways of the United States and probably get turned into roadkill soon? Or are you going to get in this damn truck, relax, and you'll be there in no time? That's what I thought. Good choice. Now hop on, dude. So, why are you hiking down this freeway? Are you really that much of a cheapskate that you wanted to avoid paying for the bus? Damn, you are crazy. Has anyone ever told you that? Fucking insane. Holy shit, dude. Did anyone else try to stop for you? Or call a mental hospital to come and pick you up? No? Well, pretty damn rude of them if I do say so myself. But I'm a trucker, and I'm on these roads all the time, so I know when something is up. Why are you looking at me like that? Don't believe I'm a trucker, huh? Listen here, punk. I've got 1 ton of diesel and 1,500 rolls of toilet paper in the back. Yeah, that's right. We're still fucked after all the coronavirus shit. So if you want to be a rude ass to me, I'm going to light you up in seconds. Got that? Alright then, buddy. Let's enjoy the ride. Don't mind if I play some of my tunes. Well, of course you don't. You have no choice. Dude, it's got child lock on. You won't be getting out. Even if you did, you'd die. We're going 60 miles per hour, sweet cheeks. Good luck with that. Didn't realize my music choices were that bad. So, why are you so poor even for the bus? Too busy simping, huh? It's alright, buddy. We've all been there. Must be a very important thing for you to get to this destination then if you can't wait for payday to get there. Anything you want to tell me about? Am I harboring a criminal in my truck? Am I gonna get arrested? You on the run from something, huh? Drugs? Alright, okay. Maybe I am being just a little bit nosy. Sorry, I'm just not used to the company. I spend my whole life on the road, basically. I even have a potty around the back if you want to use it. I mean, I love my job. I love being a trucker. I got into it because of Truck Simulator. Yeah, it just seemed, at the time, really relaxing, you know? Just taking in the view around me. The countless fields and desert around. Just having a quiet life of me and the road. But don't get me wrong. I do miss having a little company, a little human interaction from time to time. The most I get now is when paying for gas at the gas station or when I get to my destination and I hand over the stock. But yeah, this is nice, so Excuse me if I blab on about irrelevant, stupid shit. So, do you have any ideas of what you want to talk about, or do you just want to sit in silence? I mean, silence is good and all. We can always turn the news station on.
In other news, as world plunges into Third World War, Apple is releasing iPhone 13, and today we are happily joined by the Apple CEO for a Q&A session about what the phone entails. They say that there is a new special recognition software that can tell when people are lying.
Okay, it's better not to talk about that. I don't really like Apple, to be fair. I'm all about that Xiaomi. Also, the news is kind of depressing. In my truck life, that's all I really hear. News, news, news. World is dying. War, death. Yep, whatever, dude. Just keep eyes on the road, ears onto this classical music. It's my truck. I can keep it on if I want to. Okay, or just switch it off then. I'm the one driving you here after all. I'm in charge. How dare you? Why did you even decide to come into my truck anyway if you're going to dictate what I can and can't do in my truck? I could have been a murderer or anything, and you just hopped right on. I look nice? Really? You are really that trusting? Well, I guess you can say I picked you up because you look nice also, even though I could only see the back of you. Yeah. I mean, if you were some ugly ass old man, I would have just called some help for you, but I was just feeling nice. Don't mind if you help me take my jacket off, right? Do it quick, it's getting pretty hot in here. Thanks, you can just throw it on the floor. I'll go put that away later. Thank God you're not the one that's driving. Don't think I don't notice what you're staring at. Oh, please, I know you're staring at my fucking tits. What a fucking pervert you are. Don't apologize. It's been a while since I had some male attention, anyway. Being out here, driving all of the time, all alone on the road, I like it. I'm starved of contact like this, to say the least, so be my guest. Keep staring. Maybe I can give you even more to look at. Oh, don't sweat it. I can drive with one hand on the road. With no hands on the road, I can even drive with my feet. One foot also. I'm very capable of putting my vest down under my tits, just like this, and pull my bra down, just like this. And wow! Magic! I managed to get my tits out with one hand on the wheel. It isn't that hard when you have a lot of practice, my dude. But now you have something more worthwhile to stare at. Don't be shy. Keep staring. Come on. Give me that attention I most dearly crave. I guess that's the least you can do for me. Maybe that can be my payment after all. Well, I'm not asking for money or anything. It's just nice to get a little love after the good deed I'm doing for you, right? And since you agreed it's a good deed, and I can see that, you are enjoying the view, what stops us going a little further? Maybe I'll let you in on a secret of something I've always wanted. I've always fantasized about something so simple. It's so simple, yet it hasn't even happened. Well, you know how girls always give blowjobs to the driver, and I always get annoyed at it because it's not just dudes that are truckers, you know? What about us trucker ladies out there? Where is our porn fix? I know I don't have a dick, but I mean, maybe it would be nice to have a little touchy-touchy down there, you know? Oh, don't be scared. Just go for it. I'm wearing some good stretchy pants, so it won't be a tight squeeze to get in there. Just go wild. I'll keep my eyes on the road. Don't you worry. This is how it feels to be touched. I'm so used to doing it myself. When I'm driving, I would just slip a hand down there and just rub. I forgot what it was like for another hand to be down there. It just feels so fucking good. You're doing it so well. I can hear how wet I am. Don't stop. Don't worry about me. Eyes on the road. I'm concentrating. Just let me enjoy myself. It feels so much better when someone else is doing it. Especially when I'm driving, because, you know, both hands on the wheel. You know, I get so desperate sometimes. I turn the truck on, and when it's vibrating, I put my pussy on the gear stick. I guess you can figure out why my gear stick has got a custom-made shape. Oh, yes, Daddy. Oh, don't be afraid to accelerate and get your pistons pumping in there. Oh, fuck yes. You better pray I'm not gonna crash when I come. No, don't stop. It was a figure of speech. It's not my first time doing this. I'll keep us safe. Just let me come. Don't deprive me of coming. Please, I beg you, sir. Please, please keep going. I was so close. Oh, thank you, sir. Why did you stop again? Sir, please. Please let me come. Please. I'm careful. Why are you torturing me like this? Why are you not letting me come? Remember, I've got toilet paper and it... Oh. Yes, that's...
faster. Accelerate. Go, go, go. Speed up. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come so hard. Oh my fucking God. That was amazing. And see? I didn't even crash. I didn't even swerve. I'm still safe on the road. Nothing happened. Told you I was an amazing driver. I've had a lot of practice, sweet cheeks. Now you have paid for your ride, I guess. Even though you were such a tease. You're lucky I'm feeling nice today. Damn, I've left such a mess in my panties. Well, thanks to you that I need to go change my pants while driving now. It feels uncomfortable just sitting in my wet panties now. Or maybe you can clean it all up for me like a good guest. Now, don't worry. I got it. I can slide my pants down for you. Wanna see no hands on the wheel? And hands back on the wheel again. Calm down, dude. I'm an amazing driver if you didn't realize by now. Now, get licking me, Mr. Hitchhiker. Clean that mess up down here. I'm all cleaned up now. How about I put the radio back on again? Get some good music on. We are 30 minutes away now from your destination, so may as well have some different kind of fun.